Good evening. There we go. Good evening, everybody. I know we just did a welcome, but welcome. It's good to be with you all today. It's always an honor to come and be amongst brothers in Christ. Art Corbin, and I'll talk a little bit more about him later on in the devotional, but he invited me to come and be a part of what God was already doing here back in 2021. So every time I get a chance to come down here, I don't take it lightly. Throughout the course of this weekend, men, we're going to be studying the book of Daniel. This devotional kicks us off to be a little bit more self-reflective. So while you may recognize some things in this devotional, I want you to take some time and reflect personally throughout the weekend. Because in the book of Daniel, you'll see that he's a great ambassador for the kingdom of God. So this devotional is called Being an Ambassador for Jesus. Being an ambassador for Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for each and every single man here and even the ones who were unable to attend. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts and minds for what you want to communicate to these men, not me. I'm just the vessel. So, Father, I thank you that you would quiet our hearts and give me the strength to speak what you are saying. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I don't know about you, men, and I know we're what the world would call superhero fatigue with movies, but I can't help it. One of my favorite DC comic characters is Oliver Queen, also known as the Green Arrow. I do apologize in advance for the Batman and Superman fans for not focusing on those two. There are other characters in the DC universe. But one of my favorite DC Comics characters is Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow. Some consider him a Batman copy. That's a conversation for another day. But back in 2012, there was a TV series that was greenlit based on the hero called Arrow. And it premiered in the United States on the CW channel. And the opening of the show always stuck with me in the beginning. I'm going to read it to you. My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal: survive. Now, I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else. Oliver Queen's final statement in the show opening sticks out to me. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else. When one accepts Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, they become someone else. They become something else, a child of God. So Oliver Queen, in the context of DC Comics, of course, became the Green Arrow. But for us, when we came to Christ, we became sons of God. And that brings us to our anchor verse for this devotional, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. But before we read that, a little bit of context earlier in the chapter from the Apostle Paul. Paul expounds on having a new identity gained in Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So I'm going to read verse 17 first, and then I'm going to read verse 20. So 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away, all the old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That sets up a few verses later. And the theme that Paul is exploring in that chapter of temporal and eternal things, that sets up chapter 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. As I stated earlier, men, you'll observe this weekend how Daniel was an ambassador for the kingdom of God. But I want to call time out for a second and pause and talk about you and me right now. What does it mean to be an ambassador for Jesus? What does it mean to become an ambassador for Jesus? The definition of an ambassador, or at least one definition, is a diplomatic official of the highest rank sent by one sovereign or state to another as its resident representative. I'll read that again. A diplomatic official of the highest rank sent by one sovereign or state to another as its resident representative. Big stuff being an ambassador. Ambassadors in the context of representing another country, or maybe even in the business world, a brand ambassador. Ambassadors do things like make negotiations. Ambassadors do things like build community relations. Ambassadors do things like brand management. The big thing I want to communicate to you all today is that ambassadors, at the end of the day, they build influence, is what they do. Ambassadors build influence. And becoming an ambassador for Christ is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey. It's a process, not a project. I don't know how many project managers we have in the room, but time, scope, cost, triple constraint model, it's not a project, it's a process. And so becoming an ambassador, in a way, is a daily reminder of our sanctification and our stewardship in life. So I'm going to take you through a relational essential that we teach in CBMC, the Christian Businessmen's Connection. We take every single guy through a process of communicating and building influence with people, and we call it CIC, wrapped in prayer. You have to do this when you say it. CIC, wrapped in prayer. So the C stands for care. Ambassadors grow in love. Ambassadors grow in their love walk. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, doesn't seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. Ambassadors grow in love because love is a lifestyle. Becoming an ambassador for Christ is walking in love every single day. Now, a lot of times when we think of love, we think of fluffy stuff. But we know we're called to the type of love that Jesus challenges us to is agape love. Not the romantic love, eros, or the brother, sisterly love, and filio. So love is a lifestyle. And as a part of care, how do you build influence and love the person in front of you? It involves things like listening more than talking. Even when you know more than the other person, even when you know best than the other person, still taking a step back to listen. And we see that from James in James chapter 1, verse 19. A reminder, this you know, my beloved brethren, everyone must be quick to hear, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Growing in love also involves treating the person in front of you as the MIP. We always hear about the MVP, the most valuable person. But do we know about the MIP, the most important person? And as ambassadors who are growing in their love walk and demonstrating the C, care, it's treating that person in front of you like they're the most important person in the world. A really cool care story that I want to talk about, because there's still some of us that think that love is all about cotton candy and whatnot. But really, agape love, the love of Christ, helps us do hard things. So I won't tell the full story because he's great at telling his own story. If you all, anybody ever heard of Mark Whitaker? So Mark Whitaker was the highest level executive to turn whistleblower in U.S. history and corporate history. But what's interesting is while Mark travels the world speaking, there was a movie made after him, The Informant, with Matt Damon, and even a book that was written against all odds. The MVP of Mark's story is actually his wife, Ginger. So you men, what I'm about to say, you want to talk about love, doing hard things? Ginger, in the process, convinced Mark that he needed to turn himself in. And she told Mark, I will not leave your side, and I will remain married to you. She had every right to divorce him. He was essentially a liar, a fraud, and she chose to stick with him. There's nothing fluffy about that, man. That's doing something hard. That's the agape love of Christ. So when we talk about CIC wrapped in prayer, it's care. Caring enough to not leave one side. Caring enough to gracefully confront. Caring enough to treat the person in front of you like the most important person. So that's the C. The I is impartation. Impartation. Ambassadors grow in generosity. Acts 20:35, in everything I showed you, that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Ambassadors are growing in generosity. When we talk to the men about impartation, so you're caring about the individual in front of you, but give that person something of value. So to James's point, James chapter 1, I'm listening. Man, they told me stuff about their family, their work. They might have shared something vulnerable with you. As you're listening, give them something of value. Maybe it's a devotional. Maybe it's sharing a podcast episode with them. Or maybe, men, maybe they opened up about their past and they need a hug. There's a mentor of mine, Don Stewart. He has a pretty cool reconciliation story with his dad. It took 40 years to reconcile with his dad. And so one of the ways in his older age, he says, I love working with men because I know the restoration and reconciliation that God did in the life of me and my dad, and I want every man to experience that. So when he meets men, He gives them bear hugs. And he says, the more you squirm, the harder I squeeze. And so, men, while that's funny, in all seriousness, every time I come to, whether it's an event like this or in the workplace, there are men who literally, their fathers have never told them that they loved them or that they were proud of them or gave them a hug. Think about that. So I don't want anybody to feel like that. So if everybody would get up and give your neighbor a bear hug to the left or the right, give somebody a hug. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, man, as we settled back down, I wanted us to do that because we don't have to abide by the way the world defines masculinity. We have our example in Jesus. Jesus cared for every single person he came in contact with. And then he spent a lot of time with 12 men. And we're talking about discipleship and evangelism because of the time that Jesus spent with 12 men. John reclined on his chest. Think about that. So I wanted us all to experience that. Was that good, everybody? Did it feel good to give another man a hug? It should. It should. So that can be part of impartation. Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a devotional. So that's the C and the I. The last C is connection. Connection. Ambassadors grow in humility. They put the needs of others above their own. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. So you're caring for the person in front of you. You have imparted them with something of value based on the attention that you're giving them and what you're hearing. Now, connect them to community. Connect them. Now, I'm not talking about networking the way the world networks. I'm talking about net weaving. And I'm going to tell a story here of what I mean about net weaving and not networking. One of my mentors, Boyd Bailey, we met in the fall of 2019. And we sat for an hour. He's president of NCF, Georgia National Christian Foundation. So we're sitting together for an hour telling stories, being transparent, being vulnerable. And Boyd says, you know what, Jason? There's a pastor in Alpharetta that has a very similar life story as you. I think it would be great if you all would meet. That man would be Pastor Lee Jenkins of Eagles Nest Church. So I scheduled, we worked out a time, and I walk in Pastor Lee's office, and he goes, Jason, when Boyd Bailey says you need to meet someone, you make time. So, Jason, what am I doing here with you as a young man? So Pastor Lee and I spent an hour together as well. What little did I know is that 9 months later, my wife and I would end up joining Eagles Nest Church. I met Pastor Lee because of net weaving, because somebody was intentional in hearing my story and knowing Pastor Lee's story. But Boyd didn't stop there. He said, Jason, I want to invite you to a men's retreat called Solely Business. And so I went. On that retreat, I met another gentleman named John Posey, area director of CBMC Atlanta. About 8 months after we met, John kind of did the Nick Fury thing. I give a lot of Marvel and DC analogies. He kind of said, Jason, like he did at the end with the Avengers and Tony Stark, I'm building a team. And John explained the mission of CBMC and what God was doing in the marketplace. And I said, John, after I went and talked about it to my wife and I prayed, and she said, Jason, if that's what God is doing in the marketplace, that's something I want my husband to be part of. And the rest was history with John. But man, it doesn't stop there. Because in CBMC, we assign each and every single person a mentor. And my first CBMC mentor was yours truly, Art Corbin. Art Corbin, during the pandemic, we would go on walks. Any of you that live in the North Fulton area, you know about the Alpharetta Greenway. Art and I would take walks on the Greenway during the pandemic, talking about life, discipleship, marriage, and he helped walk my wife and I through a difficult situation. He gave wisdom, he gave clarity, he prayed for me. So, man, when I talk about connection, I'm not talking about networking. I'm talking about net weaving. Boyd introduces me to Lee Jenkins. Boyd invites me to Solely Business. At Solely Business, I meet John Posey. I'm working alongside John Posey and CBMC, and we have other CBMC members here. Art Corbin becomes my mentor. Art invites me intentionally to R12 too, and 4 years later, here I am. And I saw how many stood that were first-timers. So you first-timers, that's my story of how I got here. Divine connection, net weaving, not networking. Net weaving is more intentional than networking is transactional. Net weaving is I'm listening to the man or woman in front of me and what might God be doing? Because I cared enough to listen to their story about what was going on in their life. And maybe it's an opportunity to vision cast for them. So care, impartation, and connection. But I told you, wrapped in prayer. So after we have shown care for the individual in front of us, after we have imparted something of value to them, after we have connected them to community, being intentional, not networking, but net weaving, we close it out in prayer. 1 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. So as we close out the conversation with a guy, hey, what's the typical thing we hear? Oh, yeah, I'll pray for you. Man, we could do better than that. Let's pray immediately. Let's pray intentionally. What's the specific need? Hey, my kid is sick. Pray for their sick child. Hey, I'm believing the Lord for a new job. Pray for favor in the marketplace. Hey, I'm praying for my family because we're going through a difficult time. Pray for their family. Pray for the reconciliation of husband and wife and their marriage. Pray specifically. Pray immediately. Pray intentionally. Pray fervently. Pray passionately. You all have now been in a pretty healthy conversation. Probably have been pretty transparent or vulnerable. Things of value has been exchanged, and now net weaving has occurred. How dare I not be passionate in my prayer for that man in front of me? Some men, that's CIC. So again, ambassadors build influence, and you can build influence through care, impartation, and connection, wrapped in prayer. So, man, you've heard of the hip-hop group, or maybe you hadn't, Run DMC. After today, I hope many of you start a DJ business, because now you all are Run CIC, wrapped in prayer. So some takeaways I'll leave with you, men, as we close out this devotional. Being an ambassador for Jesus. Ambassadors represent the kingdom of God. Yes, we're on earth where there's brand management. We represent our companies and all these logos. I get that. So we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Ambassadors represent the kingdom of God. Becoming an ambassador is a journey, not a destination. Becoming an ambassador is a process, not a project. Ambassadors build influence. Ambassadors grow in love, generosity, and humility. And remember, care plus impartation plus connection, wrapped in prayer. Thank you.